Welcome back to Ask Me Another. I'm Ophira Eisenberg, and with me is our house musician, Jonathan Colton, and our puzzle guru, Greg Pliska. So every week on Facebook and Twitter, we ask our listeners to tell us an interesting piece of trivia that they have learned, true or false. We will figure it out. And Jessica Lapka from Silverthorne, Colorado, sent us a pretty great fact. Jonathan Colton.
Yes.
Apparently, something really weird happens to you in space when you cry.
When you cry?
Yeah.
Ugh. I already don't like the sound of this.
What do you think it is?
First of all, I think we can all agree that crying in space is the saddest kind of crying.
Because nobody cares. No one can hear you?
No one can hear you? You're literally as far away from home
yep.
as you could be.
Cry your eyes out.
It's cold.
It's cold.
Go ahead and cry.
Yep.
And moreover, because there's no gravity, geez, when you cry, I can only imagine your face is covered in your own tears.
You're onto something there.
It all clumps together. Because water, I don't know.
You're like a scientist.
I am a bit of a scientist. Well, and an astronaut. So I would imagine when you cry,
yeah.
you know, the tears come out of your tear ducts, but they don't have anywhere to go, really.
No, they don't.
They don't have a lot of momentum. It's not like they're shooting out of your tear ducts.
Unless you're really upset.
I mean, unless you're really upset. If you're crying in a cartoon way and you're yeah. going boo-hoo, boo-hoo, and they're shooting out
right.
of your eyes,
but
they're just going to start floating all around you.
But if you're just depressed and alone in space.
If you're a normal person with healthy tear ducts, they're just going to kind of ooze out. So
right.
you're just gonna have little water goggles around your eyes. It's going to be a very uncomfortable situation, in addition to the fact that you're already crying in space.
Yeah. That's what happens to you in space. Your tears attack. You nailed it by talking it out that the tears do not stream down your face. They actually ball up, and if you don't wipe them away, they will blind you.
Oh, my God.
Your own sadness will take away your sight. As it happens, in 2001, a Canadian astronaut.
Oh, typical.
Oh, yeah. Chris Hadfield.
I'm sorry.
No, he was on a spacewalk outside the International Space Station when a drop of visor defogging solution got in his eye. But he started tearing up because there's zero gravity. The tears wouldn't fall down, so they just kept balling up and sticking to his eye. It blinded him in both eyes, and he couldn't wipe his face because he was in a spacesuit.
Oh.
But you figured it out.
Yeah.
Congratulations, Jonathan Colton. And thanks to Jessica Lapka for sending that goodie in.